Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to our weekly podcast here at First United Methodist Church, Murfreesboro. I'm Trey Carey, the lead pastor of Modern Worship. We hope this week's message connects with you and helps you connect with God. If you'd like more information about how to get connected at FUMC, you can visit our website, fumcm.org, or you can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at FUMCBorough. We also hope you'll consider joining us at one of our four weekly worship services at 8:30 and 11 a.m. on Sundays, both in the sanctuary and in the Family Life Center. First United Methodist Church is a warm and welcoming community of people committed to the idea of growing disciples of Jesus Christ who know Him, love Him, and serve Him. We hope this week's message helps you in your own personal journey towards knowing, loving, and serving Christ in your life. How many of you like to go to the movies? Let me see. Anybody like to go to the movies? I love to go to the movies. Going to the movies is one of my favorite things. How many of you would say that going to the movies is one of your favorite things to do, like the favorite thing? Yeah. So what about, what's your favorite thing about going to the movies? Is it the big screens? Is it the lights? The popcorn? Yeah. The comfy seats that go back and forth? The sticky floors? No. What about this one? How many of you, your favorite thing about going to the movies is the people around you, kind of the things happening? Sometimes the people around you are more entertaining than the movie, right? Let me tell you what my favorite thing is about the movies. The previews. How many of you like the previews? Anybody? Usually people are kind of hot or cold about the previews, right? Some people are just, you know, waiting to get to the main attraction, right? And that's kind of why I love the previews so much, because the previews sort of kind of prepare us. You know, when the previews come on, you know, something's about to happen. This is a signal, right? There are these like little snippets, these little stories that point to that bigger story, that the main thing is about to happen. That's why I love the previews so much. They're kind of, if you think about it, in the whole grand scheme of the movie-going experience, they're the things that kind of exist for something bigger than themselves. We went to see a movie the other day. It was a few weeks ago. We went to see the new Lego Ninjago movie. Anybody see that? At my house, if it's not animated, we probably haven't seen it. But so we went to see this movie. It was awesome, by the way. But when I left, the thing I was thinking about the whole time I couldn't get out of my head were the previews. And so specifically, there were two phrases in the two previews that were shown before. The first one was the movie called The Greatest Showman. It's a movie about P.T. Barnum. And then the second one is a movie called Wonder. And it's based on this critically acclaimed book called Wonder. This little boy named Augie Pullman. And I couldn't get it out of my head. There were two phrases that just jumped off the screen and into my heart and into my mind, and they inspired me. So this morning, what I wanted us to do is I wanted us to go to the movies together. I want you to see these two clips and see if there are any phrases that jump out to you that speak to you, and then we're going to talk about that a little bit for just a minute. So I know the seats aren't quite as comfortable as the ones at the movies, but sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. So did you hear the two phrases? There was one in each of the previews that really just, I couldn't get out of my head. I remember as soon as the previews were over, I turned to my wife and said, "That'll preach." And I say that a lot in case you don't know that, but she kind of looked at me funny like you're looking at me right now. There are two phrases that just kept going through my mind over and over again. In the first one, he said, "Nobody ever made a difference by being like everyone else." And then in the second preview, he says, "You can't blend in when you were born to stand out." I want you to think about those phrases this morning as I read to you our scripture passage today. Let those phrases be kind of the previews for what you're about to hear. This is Jesus speaking in one of his most famous sermons, the Sermon on the Mount. If you think about it, Jesus' sermon was kind of a preview of its own to the ministry that Jesus would carry out in the world, to the wonders that he would do among us, to the people that he would call to him and then send out to do amazing things, to be different. I want you to hear these words that come from Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. These are the verses right before our faith in action verse that we've been looking at. Jesus said, "Enter through the narrow gate. Wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life. Only a few find it." A little bit earlier in the sermon, if you go back to chapter 5, Jesus said these words to those who would listen to this sermon. He says, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Now, maybe it's just me, but I think the reason why those other phrases jumped out to me so much was because I heard echoes of Jesus's teachings in the truth of what those phrases embodied. Jesus talked about the kingdom of God that was coming and was, in a sense, already there. And the words that he spoke to the listeners, to his disciples, to the people of God, were essentially, no one ever made a difference by being like everyone else. You can't blend in when you were born to stand out. Jesus' message to his disciples was that you need to stand out by stepping out in faith, that your life can make a difference by being different. Why? Because people around them were watching and waiting and wondering, what did this look like? This kingdom of God that's coming, but it's already here. And the more amazing thing is that's still Jesus' message to his disciples today. If Jesus were here teaching this lesson today, I think that he could sum it up in three words: lights, camera, action. Jesus was saying, you are the lights, and the cameras are rolling, right? We live in a culture where the cameras are always rolling, that people are watching all the time. You're the lights. The camera is rolling. So now it's time for us to put our faith in action. Jesus was reminding us of who we are called to be, who we were created to be. So as we say about ourselves that we are here at our church growing disciples of Jesus Christ who know him and love him and serve him, I believe that this is exactly who God is calling us to be, who Christ died for us to be, who the Holy Spirit is working in and through us every day to be. That in this world that's broken and fallen and chaotic and hurting and watching, that we are called to live differently, to act differently, to talk differently, to give differently, not just of our resources, but of our lives. There's a man by the name of Saint Francis of Assisi. You may have heard of him before. He was someone who I see that made a difference by being different. He was born to stand out, and his words still live on long past his own life. He had this prayer called the Peace Prayer, and it's this beautiful example, I think, of standing out and being different. Listen to his words. Saint Francis prayed, "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. Where there's sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. Listen to this. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born again to eternal life. I just keep hearing those words over and over again. You can't blend in when you were born to stand out. Nobody ever made a difference by being like everybody else. But the question that you may be thinking as you hear all this and as you hear St. Francis's prayer is, well, what does that look like for just regular people like you and me? What does it look like as we go about our everyday lives? How do we stand out, step out, stand up, be different? Well, maybe it's as simple as speaking up when everyone else is staying silent. Maybe it's about showing love when everyone else is spewing hate or sharing gossip. Maybe it's about reaching down to pick someone up when everyone else is reaching down to pick up a stone to throw. Maybe it's about getting up early or staying late to serve when everyone else is sleeping in. Maybe it looks like folding your hands and hitting your knees to pray when everyone else is throwing up their hands and pointing fingers. Maybe it's about giving when everyone else is taking. Maybe it's as simple as believing with God all things are possible when everyone else is saying it's impossible. The point is that as God's people, as children of God, as followers of Christ, our lives look different. And it's not to draw attention to ourselves. It's to draw attention to something greater than ourselves. It's to draw attention to a larger reality, to a bigger story, to a different way of looking at everything. Life, death, God, the world around us, ourselves. This new perspective, I think, was what Jesus was getting at when he talked about the kingdom of God. It's why he said, "You are the light of the world." A city on a hill cannot be hidden. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. You see, when we say yes to Jesus, the Jesus way that we sang about earlier, our lives become a reflection of his life, of the relationship that we have. This was brought home to me in a really kind of funny way this week at Blue Coast Burrito. Anybody ever been to Blue Coast Burrito on Tuesday nights? Tuesday nights is family night where kids get a discounted rate. So there's lots of kids running around at Blue Coast on Tuesday night. So the volume level is really high, right? Because that's just what you do. There's like a place to kind of play and run around. And so we were there with some friends from church, and our kids were running around and just being loud and crazy, just like everybody else. But as the night went on and people started to leave, it started to kind of calm down a little bit, and the volume level started to lower. But my kids, the volume level stayed the same, right? They still had that same level of intensity of just laughing and being loud and running around and kind of being crazy. And I started to notice that they were kind of standing out a little bit, right? And at that point, I started to think, I started to get a little bit uncomfortable because I thought, you know what? Their actions are a reflection of our relationship, right? So it's the same way. And I thought, well, that'll preach too, right? We saw some other friends from church there, and they said, "Are you going to talk about Blue Coast Burrito in your sermon this Sunday?" And I said, "Well, now I am." So I accepted the challenge, but it wasn't hard. The idea behind it is our lives are a reflection of that relationship. And so what are we reflecting? What story is our lives telling? What What are we shining light on? Are we perpetuating the status quo, or are we pointing to the kingdom of God that's coming and it's already here? I think that's kind of what Jesus was talking about when he talked about the narrow road, the one that not everyone is willing to travel. And you know, Jesus didn't ask anyone to go anywhere where he had not already been. That's why this simple phrase has so much meaning. It's the most simple and the most difficult passage to deal with in the Bible. Jesus simply says, come and follow me. Come and live like me. Come and die like me. Maybe not physically, but maybe to ourselves, so that your life might be a reflection of my life, so that you might stand out by stepping out, so that you might make a difference by being different. That's what Jesus was talking about, that like the previews in the movie, that our life would point to something greater beyond what our eyes can see. That's what it means when we talk about faith in action. So this morning, I just want to ask you, are you ready? Do you want to stand up and stand out? Do you want to make a difference by being different? Not to draw attention to yourself, but to draw attention to God, to show the world around us that there's a better way, a way that's not always easy, but it's a path that leads to life abundant and eternal. I think the world around us is watching. And so I would just say what I think Jesus was saying, that we are the lights and the camera is rolling, and it's time for us to put our faith in action. If Cliff was here, he'd say, are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? All right. There's some words that we sang just a few minutes ago, and I want to read them one more time because, in a sense, to sing these words, we're saying, yes, we're with you. The song we sang, Wonder, it ends by saying this. It says, I see the world your way, and I'm not afraid to follow. I see the world your way, and I'm not ashamed to say so. I see the Jesus way, and I'm walking in the light. May that be so for our lives and for our church. Would you pray with me? God, we do thank you for the way that you've shown us. God, we thank you that you are the way and the truth and the life, that you give us life abundant and eternal. God, I pray that you would use our lives to share life with others, to share light with others in the dark places of this world, even in the dark places of our lives, God, that you would shine light so that we might reflect that light. God, I thank you for this time that we have. Lord, I pray that you would offer that invitation to us afresh this morning, that we would hear you say, come and follow me, and that you would give us the faith and the courage to say, yes, I'll follow you wherever you call. I pray this in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm.